The goals of the Common School movement demanded recruiting and training competent teachers. Mann opposed allowing local school boards or community committees to select and train teachers. He feared such control would lead to the appointment of poorly prepared teachers as a result of the urban political patronage. In rural areas, local people seldom had the resources to hire a teacher with advanced training than what was provided in the district schools. Given local corruption and disparities in community wealth, Mann believed that the state governments had an obligation to build institutions to train teachers who could then be certified to teach. Consider ways increasing teacher demands coupled with scarce resources led to more state control over teacher training and feminization of teaching.